This is KCUR 89.3. The life of a farmer is rarely easy. There are weeds to deal with, along with insects, Mother Nature, and global markets that govern whether or not you make a profit. A new book follows the ups and downs of farm life in eastern Nebraska. It's called This Blessed Earth, A Year in the Life of an American Family Farm. Its author, Ted Genoways, sat down recently with Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach to discuss it.
Why don't we start by meeting the cast of this story? Tell me about Rick and Heidi and Megan and Kyle and why you spent a year following this farm family.
Sure. So Rick is sort of the patriarch of the family, though the land that he's farming in York County, Nebraska, is really his wife's family's land. They've been on that land since the 1870s, and so Rick's kids are the sixth generation on the land, and he's got four kids who are slowly sort of making their way back to the farm. And Megan is the first of those to come back and really spend full time on the farm. Over the course of the book, she's completing her courtship with Kyle, who's now her husband. As of now, they also have their first child, the seventh generation.
One of the trends of this latest farm downturn has been the amount of debt that farmers have taken on. The USDA predicts the farm debt could reach nearly $390 billion this year, and that would be the most since the 80s farm crisis. Debt seems to be something that's always in the back of Rick Hammond's mind. Here's what he told you about it.
No matter how good it looks on a family farm, there's still a lot of stress. And when you build a farm and ground is very expensive, well, you get into long-term debt. And so then there's always that monkey on your back that, oh, I got to produce. I got to make this work.
How has debt influenced the way that Rick Hammond runs his farm?
Well, not just Rick, but I think every farmer always has an eye on that debt and always has the farm crisis somewhere in the back of their mind. So many of the farmers who are working now, the land that they acquired came from farmers who didn't make it through the farm crisis. I'm always struck listening to the Hammonds and to anyone talk about their ground. They almost always refer to it by the name of whoever
previous farmer.
Yeah, whoever they acquired it from. And there's a kind of ghost geography that exists,
yeah,
that the farmers see, and that always seems to be informing their decisions. They don't want somebody with a different last name to be referring to their ground as, you know, the old Hammond place.
The Hammond family they've tried some organic farming. They tried some grass-fed beef, and it didn't go all that well for them.
Yeah.
The kinds of practices that they might think consumers want just didn't work out the way they had hoped. So where does that leave them thinking about, you know, this relationship between consumers and farmers?
I think it's a complicated relationship, and I think the Hammonds, like many farmers, feel under scrutiny. They feel criticized by a lot of the people who ideally would be natural allies. I think one of the things that the people who are sort of the proponents of the food revolution really have failed to do and need to do going forward is listen to farmers, listen to the obstacles that they face. I think a lot of people are under the impression that they can change the food system by what they buy at the grocery store. And it's really not that simple. If they really want to change the food system, it's got to be about regulation. It's got to be about incentives that are built into the system. And for that to happen requires much broader changes than can happen just through consumer habits.
That was writer Ted Genoways speaking with Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach. Genoways is the author of the new book, This Blessed Earth, A Year in the Life of an American Family Farm.